Secret Voices by M.J. White, read by Lucy Scott, for Saga Egmont. You can never lose anything that really belongs to you, and you can't keep that which belongs to someone else. Edgar Cayce, 1877-1945. Prologue. Hannah.
They lied. They said I only had to wait a while, and then I could go home. They said it would be fun to play hide-and-seek till then. But it isn't fun anymore. The small space was meant to be the best place to hide. I was so pleased with myself for squeezing through the little doorway into it, because they said I couldn't do it. But now it's getting dark and cold, and my legs hurt from curling up to fit. There are shadows creeping across the white walls. They look like monsters. I'm scared they might be real. They said they'd keep me safe. They said, "It's okay, Hannah. You know you can trust me." They lied.
24 hours earlier. Chapter 1. Hannah. Hannah Perry gazed up at the photographs of houses filling the estate agent's window near the meat cross. The glass was still peppered with raindrops from the storm that had raged all morning, but she didn't mind them. In the brand new sunshine, bravely peeking out between the clouds, they sparkled like diamonds. And besides, this was her favourite shop window in the whole of St. Just. Her friends at St. Bart's Primary School would think she was weird if they knew, but Hannah loved the house shop. She would imagine what it would be like to live in each one, how it would feel to run around the gardens and eat meals in the shiny kitchens, and most importantly, which room she would have as a bedroom. Her bedroom. A whole room she could call her own. Not like the cramped room she shared with her two younger sisters, all of them fighting for space in the too small single bed. She dreamed of a bedroom with a wardrobe where she could hang her clothes, instead of them being piled up by the side of the bed so deep that you had to step on them like wobbling fabric stepping stones, and a chest of drawers with fronts and handles that worked, not the collapsing shell she shared with her sisters. Nothing was safe in the bedroom at home. No secrets could be hidden. Lily and Ruby got their sticky fingers into everything, and Hannah's belongings were the first they tried to grab. In the glossy house photos, Hannah saw rooms with single beds and lush carpets. She'd forgotten what colour the carpet in her room was underneath the sea of clothes. Matching curtains and duvet covers, princess paintings on the walls, and fairy lights around the headboards. She saw living rooms free of clutter and piles of dirty crockery, kitchens big enough to put a table in, and gardens bigger than the whole of her house put together. Some houses overlook the sea. Others had enough space for paddocks and stables. Even the smallest houses seemed like palaces compared with her home. Hannah dreamed of running through the pretty gardens and stripy lime green lawns with her dream dog, a golden retriever like Mrs. Adamson's from the end of their road. More than anything in the world, Hannah wanted a dog. She would even give up the dream of having her own bedroom if it meant she could have a dog. She'd already chosen a name for it, Amber, and dreamt of taking her for long walks. Amber would have a pink collar and lead, like the one she had just seen in the pet shop, and she would fetch sticks and balls and roll over when Hannah told her to. Mum said dogs carried diseases. Hannah thought Mum should look at the diseases growing in their house, in the mouldy plate stacks and dirty bathroom sink, and the spots of black creeping slowly up the corners of each room. Those were worse than any disease a dog could carry. Mrs. Adamson's dog, Beauty, had puppies last Christmas, and Hannah had begged Mum and Sean for one. She never asked for anything, she'd reminded them, not even when her school jumper got holes under the arms. She thought Sean might say yes. He was still making it up to Mum after the last time he'd made her cry. But he'd refused to budge. On Christmas Day, she got a colouring book, a horrible stupid colouring book about cars that still had a torn charity shop price sticker on its cover.